and but you like to go by Katie, so I'll say Katie.
Alright.
So if you want to hit a buzzer to get us started, please. Alright, and now we're going to look at the alphabet. So if you can tell me what letter you see here, what
a.
You see here.
A, apple.
And do you know one more thing that starts with that letter?
Alphabet.
Yeah. What about here?
B, boy.
And do you know one more thing that starts with a B?
Baseball. C, cookies. Cook. D, duck. Dad. E, elephant. Example. F, fish. Fun. G, guitar. Gator. H, house. Home. I, ice. I. J, juice. Jug. K, key. My name, Katie. L, leaf. Lead. M, monkey. Mom. N, nose. Not. O, orange. On. P, plate. Pineapple. Q, quack.
There's a king, and sometimes there's a
queen. R, red. Rabbit. S, spider. Spectacular.
Ooh, good word.
T, table. Paddle. U, umbrella. Up. V, vacuum. I can't think of
someone one. Might play the
violin. W, watch.
You might drink
water. X, X-ray.
This one is a hard one.
I can think of it, I just can't think of the word. Like, I know what it is.
Like an instrument, maybe?
Yeah. I can't think of what it is.
Oh,
I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's a tricky one, so don't worry about it.
Y, yogurt. Young. Z, zebra. Z.
Oh. Awesome! You did a great job. You can hit a buzzer.
Great job.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're gonna look at some numbers. Can you tell me what number you see here?
One.
And what do you think might come next?
Two.
Okay.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 20. 17. 18. 19. 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60.
Whoa, you're counting so fast and well. That's so awesome. So if we went from 50 to, what's this number?
60.
What do you think might be next?
70.
Yeah.
80. 90. 100.
Awesome. What do you think might be next?
110.
That's a good guess. What's this?
200. 300.
Good guess. What's this?
500. 700?
That's a really good guess.
1,000.
Whoa, you just counted to 1,000. That's pretty incredible, right? Can you read this for me?
16.
16, can you read it as well?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Terrific.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Awesome. Do you know how this?
Sort of.
You can read it and try it more.
6 divide, not divided. I can times 3. Nine.
So close. It's actually 18, but I can see how you got 9. Good job. That's a hard one. This one is hard too. If you don't know, that's okay.
I don't.
Yeah, no worries. You did a great job. You can hit a buzzer. Yay.
You're doing an awesome job.
You are. Thanks, Chivo.
He's so cool.
Alrighty, now we're going to get some pictures. So, if I tell you that we have a ship here, and then I said that we added another ship, you would tell me that there's two
ships.
Awesome. So, here we have a skack, and then we have another skack.
Skacks.
Okay, so we have two
skacks.
And then we have a dup. And we have two
dups.
And then we have a shoe. And we have two
shoes.
And then we have a brib. And then we have two
bribs.
And then we have a snack. And we have two
snacks.
And then we have a mip. And we have two
mips.
And then we have a foo. And we have two
foos.
And then we have a cup. And we have two
cups.
We have a crib, and we have two
cribs.
And then we have a yawk, and then we have two
yawks. Yeah.
So this is a yawk.
Oh, yawk.
And then we have two
yawks.
This is a pite, and then we have two
pites.
And then this is a slide, and then we have two
slides.
And then this is a bell, and we have two
bells.
And then we have a bag. And then we have two
bags.
And then we have a rock. And we have two
rocks.
And then we have a smide. And then we have two
smides.
And then we have a light. And we have two
lights.
And then we have a yag. And then we have two
yags.
And last but not least, we have a kel. And then we have two
kels.
And then we're back at the beginning. Good job! You can hit another buzzer. Did some fireworks for you. Awesome. Okay, now we're going to, before we move on, Chivo's going to tell us what we're doing next.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Awesome! Let's get started. Okay, so this is our first picture. Can you tell me what you see here?
A boy in a boat with a lion in a boat with a boy, and a huge fish swimming under the boat, and it looks like a pond.
Yeah. So how do you think the lion and the kiddo got here?
but they probably lost their paddles or still have them.
Okay.
Or by the current.
Oh, by the current? So where do you think they're gonna go?
To land.
To land? Okay. What do you think they need to do on the land?
Go home.
Go home? Okay. So do you think they're friends?
Probably.
Okay. How do they become friends?
Probably because he met him in the forest. Yeah, probably, because that boy would be dead if it wasn't.
Would you ever be friends with a lion?
Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. If it was a nice lion, it could talk. Maybe. But
only if it's a nice one? Okay. So what animals would you want to be friends with other than a lion?
A dog and a cat. I had one, but it died when I was I think it was two.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened, but probably right? So what else do you see that's maybe a little silly in this picture?
The giant fish.
What about the fish?
They're huge.
Yeah. Have you ever seen fish that big?
No.
So where do you think these people are right now?
Probably in a lake or a swamp.
Oh yeah? Have you ever been to a lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you do at the lake?
You can swim and go boating and fish.
Oh yeah? That sounds so fun. Do you see any other things in the background here?
A dragonfly. I don't know what that is.
Which one?
That. It looks like it has teeth.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I thought maybe a flower, but now I see what you're saying. What about this?
A dragonfly.
Yeah? And what are these?
Probably maybe cattails.
Think any other animals live here?
Probably a frog.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else about this picture?
No.
Okay. Move on to the next one. Alrighty. What's so silly about this picture?
That he is standing on pillows. And didn't fall, and that sock looks like it's laying like with a foot in it, but there's no foot in it. And those are giant paper airplanes.
Yes.
And it kind of looks like the clouds are in his room, but there's a roof on the room, so that's impossible.
Doing?
Probably pretending to be a pilot.
Yeah? How is he pretending?
With his brain.
Oh, yeah? Like, what is he holding?
Airplanes.
Yeah. Do you think that he's going to throw them anywhere?
Probably out the window.
Yeah. Where do you think it'll go once it's out the window?
To the ground.
To the ground.
Eventually. Okay. Or get stuck in that tree right there.
What else do you see on the shelf here?
Goldfish, books, and clothes hanging out.
What about on the floor?
It's very dirty, and he has toy car. He has a toy car and a toy truck and a pillow. Mm-hmm.
So you said this kid is pretending, right? Do you ever like to pretend anything?
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
I pretend that I'm a professional gymnast, and I do some gymnastics.
That's awesome. Do you play gymnastics?
No, but I do like to do it. Trying to be a genius, and there's an octopus in the background, and two rats, and tons of notes, and a notepad, and an octopus holding the notepad and a pencil, and the boy is holding a light bulb.
What else are they holding?
The boy is holding paper and a, I can't even go what it's called.
Oh, that's okay.
paper and a clipboard.
Yeah, awesome. So what do you think they're doing here?
Probably pretending to be a scientist.
Okay. Do you think that they know the octopus is there?
Probably.
Okay. So are they working together? What's
yeah,
going
probably. Cause or the octopus is just looking through his diary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What type of science do you think they're doing?
Probably. I'm actually not sure.
On the shelf here?
It looks like a beater and I can't think of what that other a plant with no dirt and I can't think of what the other two things are called. And a beaker and I can't think of what the other thing's called. Two rats and books under the desk.
Yeah. So have you ever done a science experiment before? Like in school?
I did one last year and it got everywhere.
Oh no, what'd you do?
So basically, I can't remember. So it was like this volcano thing. He grabbed this huge bucket and I can't remember what he put in it. And then, or not a bucket, like a bottle, and then he put the lid on it, and he forgot to wear safety goggles and looked up, and it went everywhere.
Oh, no.
It was so funny. It was everywhere. But thanks to me, I was the only one that had, extra clothes in my locker thing, so everybody else was all dirty and gross while I was clean.
Oh, I guess that's good, right? That's a bummer for everyone else, but good
yeah.
for you.
Because we were supposed to bring them for gym clothes.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that sounds kind of fun, I guess, right?
Yeah. It was like 3 weeks before the end of school.
Oh, yeah?
It took like 2 days for the stink to get out.
What did it smell like?
I'm not really sure, but smelled bad.
Oh, like what did they put in the bottle?
I can't remember, but it was so funny.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else about this picture?
No.
Okay. On to our next one. Alrighty, what's silly about this picture?
A kid holding a giant radish and there's other giant radishes. And she's at a farm, and that snail is ginormous.
So you think this person is at a farm? Do you think that
probably.
This is their farm, or they're working at the farm?
Probably both.
Okay. And you notice that there's this gigantic radish here. Mm-hmm. What do you think they're going to do with it?
Probably cook it and eat it, or slice the head off and eat it and wash it.
Oh, would you do with it?
I don't like radishes, so I don't know.
So if you don't like them, what could you do?
Maybe. Donate it.
Oh, good answer.
Put it out for coyotes.
Okay.
Put it, probably, have my parent eat it. Mm-hmm. Or just tie them to the bed and make them and eat it.
So what else do you see on the ground here?
A ton of those are radishes, and it sort of looks like cows. Or not cows, but like, it sort of looks like other plants. I don't know why I said cows.
Do you notice what this is?
A shovel.
Yeah. And then you said here's one. Do you see more?
There's, I think it's three giant snails. Or I think that's one in the back, so probably four.
What do you see back here?
A fence, clouds, and a ton of other radishes.
Mm-hmm. If you had a farm, what would you want to plant?
Blueberries, strawberries, cow corn, and people corn. No.
All right. Well, you did so great with that. You can hit a buzzer.
You did an awesome job.
How does he stay on that? Awesome without moving?
Jibo's so silly. I think Jibo just really wants you to know that you're doing an awesome job. All right. Well, now we're going to do some reading. Do you like reading?
I like math more, but
okay.
Reading's okay.
Could you try reading this for me? We'll see where it goes.
A garden is a small place where people grow food or flowers. Gardens can be big or small. Gardens can be in the ground or they can be small pots. Gardens can be at home or at a church. Some kids have gardens at their school. There are gardens at the White House, the home of the president, the United States. One garden grows food, and other gardens grow, other gardens is the rose garden. You need four things to grow a garden: a sunny spot, good soil, water, and time. A sunny spot plant. Or a sunny spot. Plants need shine, I don't know what that word is, to grow nice. Vegetables and flowers. A spot that faces south is best. Good soil is a kind of dirt. Pile the soil like a small hill so the water can go down. The pile of soil should be about 12 inches or the size of a ruler. It is good for your plants if worms live in the soil. To invite worms, put cut up leaves there, inches down in the soil. Water gardens do well if there are about 1 inch of rain each week. if it is hot and dry outside, you'll need to give them more water to your garden. The best test to put your finger in the soil, if you get mud on your hands, it is too wet. If the soil is dusty, the plant needs water time. Some plants grow in a few weeks. Other plants take months. You must wait and take care of your plant. Then you can enjoy the food and flowers from your garden. Okay. The sweet potato is a root vegetable, so that means it is underground. The ground sweet potatoes are large and sweet. Sweet potatoes are long. The skinny of the sweet potato can be yellow, red, orange, red, brown, purple, purple or tan. On the inside, the sweet potato can be tan, white, red, pink, purple, yellow, or orange. If the sweet potato is white or pale yellow, it's not very sweet. The sweet potato will taste sweeter if it is red, pink, orange. There are many ways to cook a sweet potato. You can bake it in the oven. You can make sweet potato fries. You can even make sweet potato pie. Big brother, Jamal reads a lot of books. Reads books too, but sometimes she just plays with her cat. One day, her brother came home from school with a top reader prize. Jamal was very happy. Mom and Dad were pleased. But she also wanted to be a top reader. You must read 5 or more books in a week. I will help her, said her brother said. Mom took them to the library to get lots of books. Jamal helped his sister read the books. The next week, got a top reader prize. Fascination. Let's read lots of books every week so you'll both always be top readers, said Dad.
Awesome. Wow, you're a really great reader. Do you want to read one more? You're doing a really good job, but if you're feeling tired, that's okay. Okay. Awesome. Okay.
You're doing an awesome job.
Okay, now we're going to look at more pictures. So, if you can tell me what they're doing here.
He's brushing his teeth.
And how would you brush your teeth?
with toothpaste and a toothbrush.
So what do you do first, though?
Probably get the toothbrush wet and put the toothpaste on the toothbrush, or the other way around. He's washing his hands.
And how do you wash your hands?
With soap and warm water.
So what steps would you take, though? Like, if someone was like, I don't know how to do this, how would you explain it?
Probably turn on the water, get your hands wet, get soap, rub it in your hands, and then rinse it off your hands. A boy tying his shoelaces together.
So how do you tie your shoes?
By the two strings and doing like this and then that one over and then this and then tie it like
same way.
Probably pull it really tight.
Okay.
And then do one knot and then pull it really tight. Well, not knot, but I'm not really sure what else to call it.
Okay.
And then basically grab the straps and pull them down and then tie it in the same thing. And sometimes I do that twice so it doesn't come undone for a while. Pouring cereal.
And how do you pour cereal?
I grab a bowl, I grab a spoon, then I grab milk and I put the milk into this bowl and then I get the cereal and pour the cereal.
Awesome. What are they doing here?
Either putting his clothes on or taking it off. It's kind of hard to tell.
Okay.
I think he's putting it on.
Okay. So if he's putting it on, how would you put on a sweater?
Grab it, grab one and pull it through, and then grab the other and pull it through, and then grab it, and then pull it down.
Okay. What are they doing here?
Probably frosting cupcakes.
Yum. How do you frost?
I get them out of the oven. I wait for them to cool down for like 2 or 3 minutes. And then I look at the packaging and see if there's a frosting included. And then I just grab the frosting and smear it all over them. Sometimes I do it and they just don't even stay on. They just roll off. Probably painting, and are about to get in a ton of trouble because I got it everywhere.
Oh, no. How do you paint?
With a paintbrush and paint. And first I get the paint out, or I get the paint out, I get my canvas holder, and I get my canvas, and then I get a bowl of water for my paintbrushes. And then I get my paintbrushes, and then I draw a design of what I'm gonna do, and then I just do it on the canvas.
Awesome. What are they doing here?
Probably buckling his seatbelt.
How do you do that?
You grab the seatbelt, pull it over you, and then push it into the buckle strap thing. Not really sure what it's called.
What about this one?
Trying to feed the teddy bear.
How do you do that?
Grab a spoon, do whatever you're eating, get the teddy bear, and then try to feed it to him like that with the spoon. It never works. It took me 3 months to get it out of my mouth.
Oh no.
So bad.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah. What is this person doing?
Probably trying to play dress up and not very well.
What are they wearing?
It looks like a witch costume, glasses, a fairy costume, formal wear, and fancy shoes, and whatever that thing is.
Yeah. If you were to dress up, how would you do it?
I'd probably just grab a dress, put it on, and then grab fancy shoes, or put leggings on first, and then put the fancy shoes on, and then go.
Yeah. What are they doing here?
Playing on the slide.
And how do you do that?
Go up the, find a slide, go up the slide, slide down, and you can just keep doing that and doing that and doing that.
Awesome. What about here?
Kicking a soccer ball.
How do you do that?
If you're playing soccer, it's a team, they might kick it to you when you're running, and you just kick it into the net, or try to, or pass it.
Alright, what's happening here?
They're playing with building blocks.
And how do you do that?
Get building blocks and stack, you can stack them, and play with them and roll them, which doesn't work.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Alright, what are they doing here?
I think that's a little sister on the swing.
Yeah, how do you go on the swing like that?
You hop up onto the swing and pump your legs to get really high.
Yeah. Okay. What about this
one? I think they're trying to share the lollipop, or she's giving it to her.
Yeah. How would you do that?
Have a lollipop and give it to a stranger or your friend.
Okay. And our last one, what is happening here?
A boy waiting for something to happen.
Okay. How would you do that?
Probably set a timer and just wait.
Okay, awesome. Well, you are all done. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer. And then there are some pictures, but do you have...